And of course, we know for many, many, many years that that Joey Moss was such an integral part of that team. Joey would have turned 59 years old this weekend. He passed away October 26, 2020. And you'll remember at the time how the team talked about Joey, the importance of him to the team, to the culture of the team. You might remember these comments.
He was a bright light, always positive, nice to have around. He's always smiling, joking around.
He was just a ball of joy and happiness, and he passed that on all the time.
A lot of us wanted to be like him because he affected everyone positively all the time, and everyone wanted to be around him.
Whenever he was coming into a room, whenever he was in a room entertaining people, or whenever he left a room, everybody was smiling. And there's not a lot of people that could do that.
I really feel that he made everyone in the room a better person when they left that room.
You know, Joey is one of the best men I've ever had the chance to get to know.
Joe Moss touched everyone in a very diverse way right across the country.
More importantly, I think what he did best was he gave parents hope. Parents who had kids that are mentally challenged saw Joey Moss living a relatively normal life, fitting into society and being accepted as a regular person. And I think that gave parents of kids with handicaps a great deal of hope. And I think that was the biggest thing that Joey Moss brought to his life as far as helping other people.
Once an Oiler, always an Oiler, and he will always be remembered as that, and a legend that will be missed.
You heard the players, team members talk about Joey's joy, his happiness, his positivity. Wayne Gretzky talking about giving parents hope. Well, that joy, that happiness, that positivity captured in a new book called Good Morning Sunshine, The Joey Moss Story. It's a children's book, and the author is Lorna Schultz Nicholson. And Lorna joining me this afternoon. Hi, Lorna. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jaylen. How are you?
I am super fantastic. How are you, and how excited are you to have this hitting store shelves this week?
Well, I'm so excited, but I have to tell you, listening to all of those comments just sort of started to make me cry. I thought, I can't start crying before I get on the air. They were just so wonderful to hear all those comments. Thank you so much for putting those up there, because it just exemplifies the book, and it is exactly what the book is about. This Good Morning Sunshine, the story of Joey Moss.
And so it's geared for kids. And Lorna, you've written numerous children's books. You've written adult books as well. But give me an idea about how this came together. And you know, what was it in your head that says, okay, we've got to do something. We've got to write a book about Joey.
You know, it was just after he passed away, and I thought, I'm a firm believer in books, and I know that you are too. Mm-hmm. So I believe that books can sit on a shelf, and that somebody 10 years from now, some child in an elementary school, could pull this book off the shelf and say, oh gosh, I'm reading about this, you know, boy who was born with Down syndrome. His name is Joey Moss. And I believe that books tell the story, and I believe in story. And I just felt that Joey's story was such an important one to be told. So then I had to decide, how am I going to do this? Is this going to be like a middle grade novel? Is this going to be like a biography, a full length biography? And then I suddenly thought, no, this has got to start with children who are very, very young. Mm-hmm. And I took it into a picture book format, which is hard to do. Mm-hmm. Because there's so much of his life, and you only have so much word count. You're only given so many words to write the story. And then, of course, it gets illustrated. And I was absolutely thrilled with Alice Carter's illustrations. Mm-hmm. When they came back, because, of course, I don't have a handle on that. That's the publisher picks that illustrator. And she just did a phenomenal job. So I feel very fortunate. And I'm very happy that it's in picture book format.
And Lorna, you know, you were involved with the Moss family. You talked, former and current members of the Oilers to get a complete picture of his life. wife. You've been around the team for a number of years as well, Lorna. So what more did you learn, and what do you believe you captured in this picture book that maybe the rest of us don't know that you're going to be able to share with others?
You know, from talking to the family, I got so much more information on Joey in his early life. And I think a lot of people see Joey as with the Edmonton Oilers, with the Edmonton Football Club, and they see that part of him and what he did with them. But there's this whole other story to Joey, which is the story of his family and the story of this mom and dad having 13 children. Mm-hmm. And Joey is the 12th of this 13. And they were this traveling roadshow who went around to, you know, small communities in Alberta and played their musical instruments. And Joey was given a tambourine at the age of 3. So there is, I know, there's so much value to that. There's so much value to the fact that his family just treated him as another sibling in the family. Here, Joey, here's your tambourine. Go on the stage. We're a band. And, you know, this little guy got out there and played his tambourine. So I think that there's so much more in the story for that. I think, Jalen, too, I also try to give a very, very subtle message. I mean, it is a children's picture book about what Down syndrome is, mm-hmm. so that if a child is, you know, being read the story to by a parent, they can maybe ask, say, what is that? And then the parent, it opens up conversation for somebody to be able to explain that to the child, exactly what it is. And there's a little bit of that in there as well. So that was really important to me. But I do think his early life was, to answer your question, was something that was really important and really valuable for me, and something that I learned a lot about.
You know, one of the reasons why I love reading, and I'll take reading over just about anything, you know, for 52 years of my life now, actually, is the opportunity to learn from whatever I'm reading. And whether it's, you know, a book that I call just kind of brain candy that gets you through, or something really, really in-depth, you know, the ability to take away a lesson is important. And I think that starting at a very, very early age, like in a children's picture book, which you're doing, is so important as well.
I agree with you. And I also tried to put in there, and one of the players that you had there shared that, and I think it was Wayne, actually, said that it gave parents hope. So yeah. I believe that that's in the book as well, because Joey was an inspiration, and Joey showed the world that he could, that people that are born with Down syndrome can be active in their communities. Uh-huh. And he took his job seriously.
Sure did.
You know, he did. And he, talking to so many of them, I mean, remember talking to a fellow by the name of Sliver, we call him Sliver, and he just said, Joey was my first boss, because when he walked in, he told him, this is where the trash goes, this is where the recycling goes, and don't mix it up. You know, like, he knew what he was doing, and he took a lot of pride in what he did. And I think that that's important, that we recognize that, and that we are aware of that in our society.
Lorna Schultz-Nicholson joining me this afternoon. Lorna, the author of Good Morning Sunshine, the Joey Moss story, that can be picked up this week now, major bookstores. There's a teaching guide also available on the publisher's website, and I found that really interesting as well, to go through and allow kids to be able to have another way to relate to the story, and asking, you know, he was an inspiration because of why I'm an inspiration. I love that. And I think that you've done a really great job with this, Lorna. And again, I know some people might think, oh, it's a picture book, but you know what? My mm-hmm. grandsons love picture books right now, and they are learning left, right, and center. Lorna, is there a memory that you have of Joey?
Oh, you know, I have a memory of Joey at, and for many, many years, I was part of the Edmonton Down Syndrome Society fashion show. And I just remember Joey going out there and, you know, walking that stage and dancing on that stage. And, you know, here's the rest of us stiff boards thinking, oh gosh, I got to go out there and follow this. Like, I can't. I can't do this. I get out there and wonder if I'm going to trip or fall on these shoes that I'm wearing. And there's Joey out there just like, you know, dancing and rocking to his music and giving it his own life. And I just thought, wow, you know, I wish I had those moves. I wish I had those moves. So those are some really wonderful memories of Joey, was just his energy and his enthusiasm for music was wonderful. And by the way, those sheets are also activity sheets.
Yes.
So I'm so glad you mentioned that, because teachers can get those activity sheets and just print them off and, you know, read the book to the class, and then the kids can do an activity sheet, which is wonderful.
Before I let you go, oh my gosh, now it just kind of popped out of my head. Lorna, I think we're going to have to let it go. This was it. I know that you worked with the Moss family. You know, you made sure, obviously, approval, that sort of stuff. I think you were out with one of the family members today. What do they think of the book?
You know what? I was with Patty Walker today, and that's Joey's oldest sister. Patty was delightful, and she was so happy with the book, and she just is so thrilled with the illustrations, with the words, and that makes me, you know, that makes me very, very happy. Like, that is something that was really important to me. I was not going to write this book unless I had full approval from the family, and they sent the book off to the family to get it, like, before it was printed. Mm-hmm. I sent all the PDF drafts, and one part of it, I really, really quickly, I had Kimmy and Jimmy mixed up on this one page with all the siblings, and they chime in as, hey, like, it's number 6 here, and I've always been number 6, I'm not number 7. I just thought, I didn't laugh so hard, but they were wonderful. The family support was terrific, really terrific.
Well, Lorna, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon, and look forward to picking up the book for my grandsons. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jaylen.
Take care. Lorna Schultz-Nicholson joining us this afternoon, the author of Good Morning Sunshine, The Joey Moss Story. Again, you can pick it up at major bookstores this week.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.